RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
We're kind of just tennising back and forth here with Niners and Warriors. Did anything jump off the page from you? Because Steve Kerr is in an hour. The conversation with Nick Friedell, I think that, you know, that if anything that sort of jumps at me, like this idea of, is there kind of discord in the locker room? Not tension, we're at each other's throats, but I think he sort of agreed that, yeah, there's probably a lot of different opinions in the room, which is normal when something's not working. When something's not working, everybody's like, I got an idea. You know, how about if we try this? I thought, you know, his answer with regard to, because I know a lot of people are wondering about this today, is the Kuminga DNP thing simply because the Warriors already know he's gone? Why would we risk going out there and injuring him? And Nick sort of said that's part of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is part of it. And I wonder if the Kuminga Brigade, and right, you are a very good portion of the fan base, there's no question. I wonder if that sort of softens it a little bit. Because that to me is not about basketball. That's about business.
It's about bubble wrap. Is what it is.
Right.
And I don't think that that's the case. It could, and maybe we can ask Steve Kerr about that. You know, I don't think that he'll tell us point blank, yeah, we're going to trade him. And so, therefore,
of course,
we have 16 days. We got to make sure we don't get this guy hurt. But I think it's kind of a combination. And Nick said as much, Nick Friedell, when he joined us, that it might be some of that, but it's also that Steve Kerr doesn't think that he is playing well enough right now to help them win. And I think that for Steve Kerr, the ultimate default, what I've gotten from him in the 85 times we've talked to him and what we've seen over the years, when you boil everything down and you boil it all down, and you're a cook, so you know this, when you boil something down, you look in the pan and whatever's left, that's what's left. And so when you boil this whole thing down, what's left in Steve Kerr's pan is he wants to win basketball games. Yep. He's not worried about Dunleavy or Lacob. He's not worried about Kuminga or Spencer. He's looking at it and thinking, who can help me tonight beat Toronto, beat Brooklyn, beat Charlotte? Who can help me right now?
Correct. But at the same time, I also think he does that with an eye on the bigger picture. And if you're thinking, who can help me beat Toronto, but if we put someone out there and something bad happens, that could also totally blow up the plan that we are trying to execute in February, March, and April. Then maybe maybe it's not. You know, how about this? This popped into my head. Jonathan's been such a good soldier, right?
Yeah, outwardly that we've seen. Yeah,
agent went silent. I don't see any more tweets.
I don't follow him, so I assume.
Neither
that,
do
yeah.
I. Has yep. Aaron tweeted at all, Grandy? Any more like Aaron's in the third row getting ticked off, going, "What are we doing?" Because Jonathan's not in the game.
If he has, I have not seen them.
All right, so Aaron went silent, and Jonathan is just putting IG stories up about, like, great win, am I right? We beat Brooklyn. How about my guys?
Yep.
Woo, that's Dub City, y'all. So if that's happening, is it possible that the Warriors have already had the conversation? Jonathan, we're trying to get you out of here. Like, whether that's...
I'm sure they've had that conversation.
Right, so just our apologies. Hang out
Chill.
Over there on the bench. We're going to get you out of here as soon as possible. Because, yeah, it's whether whoever agrees or not, That probably sounds like music to Jonathan's ears at this point. So he's like, look, you know what I mean? We have to wait until at least the 15th. We're calling. We're working the phones. We need to protect you because that can really mess this up. If we're all on the same page about one thing, it's about getting you to a new city. And so we need to do that right now by having you not play. There are 13 other players on this roster. They're all playing tonight. Not you.
Exactly.
I wonder, because it feels too, like Guru was talking about this earlier, and I get it. Like somebody would be like, I don't know, they'd be throwing something off of some wall. There's got to be just absolute bubbling frustration right now. And Jonathan's over here like, yeah.
Dubs win.
Yeah, we're going to Charlotte.
It's a victory Tuesday.
So I got to wonder if that conversation has not happened.
I'm sure it's happened in many different ways and at many different levels. I don't know if it's gotten to that point where it's, you know, and Steve Kerr obviously won't tell us that because he can't.
Sure.
But it's 16 more days. There's 8 more games between now and JK Day. So if we get 8 more DNPs and he gets dealt on the 15th or on or about the 15th, and, you know, there's rumors that the Kings are still very interested. And so they seem like a very good and logical partner to, you know, go ahead and send Kuminga to Sacramento, and you could take back either Malik Monk or you could take back, you know, Keon Ellis, and there's other people who, you know, combined might fit, and maybe you send Buddy as well. I don't even know what the deal would look like with picks and swaps and all the rest of it, but if that is actually what is being worked on, then yeah, go ahead and DNP him, because when he plays, you are a 500 team. When he doesn't play, you're a 500 team. No matter who you play in Golden State Warrior uniforms, you're a 500 team. This is who you are. And so the old thing about you are what your record says you are, in this case, I kind of believe it, because if it's Steph, Jimmy, and Draymond or not, if it's Pat, oh, you caught fire, TJD, Buddy, now you don't play, and this and that. Like, no matter who you've put out there, you win some, you lose some, and you're a game above 500.
What's going on with Sabonis up there?
He makes too much money.
No, he doesn't.
He makes $42 million.
That's correct.
He makes too much money.
Why can't you put a few people with Jonathan?
You don't want Sabonis.
Why not?
He can't shoot.
Dude, he's a center.
Right, but he's not the center that you want.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I mean, he gets a lot of rebounds.
Right, but he doesn't play the way that you want to play. I don't think.
Like, the guy turns my stomach. But, you know what I mean?
What's up with Sabonis?
I mean, like,
he turns my stomach.
He turns my stomach, but, like, I've learned through the years that sometimes you got to deal with that. Oral Hershiser pitched for the Giants.
Chris Paul played for the Warriors. Sorry, I jumped you.
Do you know what I mean?
Yep.
Like, sometimes you got to just deal with that.
He also hasn't played since the middle of November with a knee.
Correct.
And is going to miss another, like, month, probably.
Okay. Another month is perfect. That's exactly when the trade deadline is. I don't know.
You are aware that Draymond Green stomped him.
I'm pretty sure.
One of Draymond's many, and I don't want to say victims, like he's out there committing crimes, but somebody who caught the tail end of a Draymond sneaker.
People figure that stuff out all the time. I mean, it's escaping me right now, but that kind of stuff has absolutely, I mean, How about Chris Paul and Steve Kerr? Like, famous meme or whatever. Like, Chris Paul, like, these guys hate each other and then they don't because they think they can help each other.
Yeah. I mean, for me, he's not the one, but...
I don't know who the one is. I don't think they can get the one.
Well, for me, I look at a possible Kuminga trade, and for me, if you can get anybody who can actually play basketball, then it's a win.
Well, he can play basketball.
Not for Steve Kerr.
Why not?
You ask Steve that. 5 o'clock. Kerr joins us.
He's not allowed to answer that. Like, he's literally not allowed to.
He's allowed to answer why Steve Jonathan doesn't play.
No.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm here.
That's my point.
I thought you were asking about Sabonis.
No, I'm asking about...
Ask him about somebody who's under contract with another team.
That's tampering.
Yeah.
I'm asking, like, if you're not going to play Kuminga, and he hasn't been, and whether or not it's to, like, save him for a trade, or maybe he doesn't fit, if you get a human being... who Steve actually does want to play,
sure.
That's an automatic upgrade.
Sure.
Unless that player stinks.
Oh, he's going, like, hello?
Even if it's Malik Monk, for example.
What kind of chances would you give for Jonathan? What's trade deadline day? February?
8th, I think.
All right.
Something like that.
Jonathan on the roster, February 9.
Oh, no chance.
None? Zero?
Zero.
Okay. The only reason I give it 2% chance is because trades are hard.
Thank you.
They are. I mean,
they're really not.
But they are. Like
February 5th, by the way.
In the Warriors situation, lovely Christie's birthday. In the Warriors situation, we'll do a Christie / trade deadline party. She'll be so excited. Anyway.
Just don't trade the lovely Christie.
Not trading her.
For piss.
She is not on the market. You hear me? All right. Jonathan, Kings, if you ask for Christie... That's going to be a no for me, dog.
We're going to have to hang up.
Anyway. I do think, as Nick Friedell said, you're talking about a hard cap team.
Right.
That now wants to trade someone who makes $25 million through they don't play. So I don't know that the rest of the league is dying to get their hands on him. I think there's some interest, sure.
Right.
But, yeah, trades are hard. This is going to be a hard one. This is going to be, and I, by
trades
the way,
are hard.
Prediction, they're going to do the trade, and at first blush, you're going to hate it.
Well, it depends on how you feel about Kuminga.
You're going to hate it.
If you love
it.
Kuminga, you already hate it. You already hate the fact that they're moving off of the future of the Warriors. If you love Kuminga, you're mad at Kerr, and you're pissed off at Dunleavy, and darn it, Lacob should have done more to keep him.
That's true, but also... I wonder because a lot of Kuminga fans that I hear from actually now support the trade too because they think
it's free.
Right. They think it's so personal. And actually, the only way this debate that's been going on for so long, here's where we can all agree, the only way for this debate to move forward is for him to go somewhere else.
Yeah.
And then let's find out who was right and who was wrong. If he's an all-star in 2 years, I'm going to have a big L on my head. If James Wiseman and Trey Lance's career is on tap, then the other half is going to have to wear it. But it's not going to move forward until he goes.
And that's the whole thing about Jordan Poole, because Jordan Poole went out and he cooked for a team that lost 60 games, and then he did it again for a team that lost 62, I think, and then he got traded again.
And then they dumped him.
And he's got hurt, and so like his whole thing is kind of a cautionary tale for all the Kuminga stands out there. But if you look at the Sacramento salary matches, I don't know who among those players, like Warrior fans, would actually be excited to get in place of him.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to feel great. I really don't.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.